Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's NAPODPOMO, National Podcast Promotion Month's Mindful Musing. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. I wanted to share with you a thought that I had based on an episode I did a few weeks ago with Rachel Cadonis called Finding Peace One Piece at a Time. It seems that that episode has touched a number of folks, and one took the time to actually send me an email. I was blown away. She said, "Robin, I listened to your most recent podcast, Finding Peace One Piece at a Time, this morning. So many good perspectives. Thank you." She went on to tell me in the email how her mom had passed away in 2019 and that she had traveled back to where her mom was in 2020 to start the daunting task of working on the house, and then COVID hit, and she never made it back to the house. It broke her heart to hire an estate sale company to clear out the house, and she worked with them over FaceTime, but some of the things that she had to do and couldn't go and do in person was really kind of weighing on her. It seemed that Rachel's conversation lightened this woman's heart in some ways, which actually lightened ours as well. And one of the things that this woman told me in her email was how her mom used to always send her clippings of advice or articles or things that she thought her daughter might enjoy, and they were in a box in her daughter's basement now. Well, it got me thinking. You know, I have a box too. I have a couple of boxes actually in my own basement, and I keep one up here in my closet. And in it, you know, if I get a card from someone and I want to remember it, or I see something I like and I want to hold on, I throw it in the box. And then on a rainy day when I need to lift my spirits or I want to find something to share or something to do, I open up my box and see what's in there. So I ended up having a conversation with Judith Mamet. Judith was an art teacher that I was brought to by somebody who's actually no longer with us any longer. And from that one class many, many years ago, Judith grew into a friend and a muse. So I still take classes from Judith. Lots of people I know love Judith and take classes from her as well. And the fun thing about Judith is she can take anything you've got and turn it into something new. I've learned how to make vases, books, papers, art. She likes mixed media, and I love mixed media. And Judith mentioned to me that she is teaching a class on collage making. And I thought, oh my goodness, how cool is that? We could take some of the things we have in our boxes or cards or papers or whatever it is that's come to us from somebody we love, or from receiving something from somebody, or just finding something that we have. So I've posted in the show notes a link to Judith's Zoom class, because anybody anywhere listening to this episode can zoom in and collect what they've got and maybe learn to make something with it that they'll be the better for having created. All right, everybody, check it out. See what you think. I hope you'll be the better for time spent hearing this and time spent learning from Judith. I think you'll email me and say, "Thanks, Robin. That was a good one."